Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 27th of April, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me today is markets editor Adam Yanelli. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Adam covers several markets for ISIS, but today's podcast will focus on the methyl methacrylate, or MMA market in particular. Adam, what's been happening with the MMA market since the end of 2017 and over the last few months?
So MMA just settled higher this week, and that marked the ninth increase over the past 10 months. Price has just been pushed higher because of global tightness at the end of 2017 and increasingly strong demand from the paints and coating sectors, specifically acrylic paints. They've seen high demand and some increased demand from natural disasters that damaged homes in Florida, Texas, and California.
You mentioned the global tightness. Could you elaborate a bit on that?
Basically, there's just been more demand than what there's been global capacity for. Now, the market has been looking forward to a 190,000 ton per year plant in Saudi Arabia that has come on early this year, but it's been having issues with starting up. And as a matter of fact, it just shut down this week because of unexpected utility issues. And they're hoping to have it back up next week.
Where is that expected to head to once it is up and running?
The majority of that product is likely to go to Europe, but with the global tightness, as that material heads to Europe, that'll free up other material that could come to the U.S., as Lucite has a major plant in the U.K., as well as some of the other producers.
Has the market been feeling any of the effects from a lot of the talk in regards to trade wars, or is it pretty far removed?
Pretty far removed in terms of what we've seen in this market.
Is there anything that the market is waiting on over the next few weeks or months?
Certainly, as the new plant in Saudi Arabia gets running more steadily, I think that would play a part in easing some of the global tightness. In the short term, supply will also be improved with the completion of turnarounds going on right now in Europe at the Lucite plant in the UK and a couple of the Evonik plants in Germany. What I'm hearing from both producers and buyers is that MMA is going to be relatively tight moving forward, and the demand is not expected to ease.
Thanks for the update, Adam.
You bet.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the MMA market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com, and be sure to tune in to our next podcast.